Welcome to Sync with Soul. Today's podcast is about achieving your goals with mental sanity. So let's get started. I think it's an issue of the current generation where whatever you are doing is never enough, or doing one thing is never enough. I don't know if I am the only one who feels this way, or if the others feel the same. I thought I must speak about this as it will help me understand where this comes from and also help someone who is undergoing the same feelings. I feel time needs to be best utilized by doing things that are valuable and worth doing. This will vary from person to person. I love doing journaling and illustrations in my free time. I also enjoy guided meditation, while someone else may prefer other activities in their free time. But whether it's choosing what you do in your free time or during your work time, knowing what you want to do is more important. Preferences are diverse from person to person. But what do we value most? What do we want most? We're exposed to a lot of stuff now than ever before, and we have a zillion things we want to achieve. We therefore must list our goals, desires, and dreams, or otherwise you will be lost, not knowing what to do. If you have never listed down your goals and dreams, then it's very unlikely you would start working on it. I therefore suggest writing it down. It makes a ton of difference to know where your energy and time needs to be spent. I think anxiety usually comes because we have 100 things playing in our heads. But only when we write down on paper do we gain immense clarity. However, the issues are not resolved just by doing this. We feel overwhelmed at what we have written and how we will achieve what we have written. We often overestimate what needs to be done in a day, but underestimate the value of consistency over time. I think this is the root cause of anxiety. I have this issue because I have too many goals and I want to achieve each one of them. After a full work day, I have zero mental and physical strength to do anything. Other times when I have time, despite having time on hand, I choose to do something else, usually scrolling on social media. I think social media has understood very well how our brain works. I knowingly and unknowingly also click on social media, and after scrolling for some time, I feel guilty and unhappy about wasting my time. This is one of the factors which increases anxiety, as it just keeps you distracted. Another challenge I face is that I don't know if I will be good at starting and doing something. I'm very critical of my work even before I start it, especially if I feel it's going to be available for public consumption. I become more critical and hence procrastinate to do the work. I feel if the work is not excellent, it shouldn't be shared. But I've realized from Seth Godin's books and interviews that your work matters. So don't hold on to something being very judgmental about it. Because you think your work is not good or may not turn out to be that good, you will stop yourself from creating. What if the full perspective has changed? And if you value what you speak, what if you create a belief within yourself that what I am shipping or sharing with the world at large is super beneficial? My work, my contribution really matters. I feel this isn't arrogance. It is simply believing that what you contribute to the world matters. I don't know why we self-judge ourselves so much. I think we want to protect ourselves before someone laughs at our work, so we don't even dare to come out and keep our work and talent hidden. I feel sad for doing this to myself. As I speak, I wonder why I am waiting for someone to acknowledge me to start speaking. I think I'm stopping myself from all angles. If someone acknowledges me, it will be a burden for us to show awesome work next time. But what if I fail at the next attempt and my work is not appreciated? So now there are two angles to this. One is not starting because you think your work is not supremely good to share. Or you believe, what if people like my work once and the next time they don't? Forget about the outside world. We struggle with our family members' suggestions and validations as well. If they don't approve of my work, then it is not worth sharing. We take their words and suggestions so seriously that we forget what we truly want. Their suggestions and comments sometimes will not help us to take action. They may just paralyze us from following our dreams. But I feel the main reason for us to do and not to do something is ourselves. We have been telling ourselves stories not to show up and convince ourselves that our work is not worth sharing. We are the main reasons why the wheel doesn't rotate. We have a zillion reasons for not showing up. But if you change your perspective, you will realize that you are showing up matters, and matters in a big way. It's good to be critical and judgmental to some degree. But if that self-criticism on work is stopping you from publishing, then definitely you need to stop that. And praise and encourage yourself. It's a little weird to praise yourself, but I think practicing to praise yourself will eventually be helpful to show up and ship the work. I hope this episode has helped you gain a little insight on how to tackle anxiety when we are overwhelmed with work and show up every time by shipping the work we do and primarily appreciating ourselves. Write down and make a choice as per the priority and focus on one work at a time. And remember, positive self-talk will always do good to you.